All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, September 4th of 2025, kicking off the NFL season with some Thursday night football. Should be a super fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days, get your questions answered. All right, let's get SaberSim pulled up. Have plenty to talk about today. A lot of questions coming in, as expected. People building their Thursday night football lineups. So we are just going to jump right in, and we are going to start off. First question of the day: how can I bring up a card for handcrafting a lineup for NFL single game? Thanks. Okay, so what you need to do is just open a new build. So if you just open a new build, you're going to have the card. And then once you have the card, you can click on it, and then you can start adding players to the card, right? So like, let's say I have like a core I want to use, right? Maybe I want to use AJ Brown captain, and then maybe over in the flex, I want to have Jalen Hurts. And then maybe I want to have, I don't know, Dallas kicker, right? Okay, I can set this up as like the pieces I want. And then what I can do is let SaberSim build out the rest of it. Or I could put in a lineup that I like. I can save it, and then I can actually run this lineup through the contest sim and just be like, hey, you know, how does my hand-built lineup actually perform according to the sims? So just opening a new build, putting in your players, either saving if you're going to complete it, building if you're going to just fill partial piece of it would be my recommendations. All right, when using diverse, looks like templates, would potentially play the same lineup in a different contest? If so, how do we prevent that? Okay, so in the settings over here, you have an option to avoid duplicates across lineup groups. So basically the question is asking, hey, if we have a bunch of different, you know, templates and groups for all of our contests, how do we prevent a lineup from being played in more than one of them? So you would turn, well, this toggle is on by default, just to be clear. So you don't have to turn it on manually. But if you wanted to allow for a lineup to be played in more than one contest, then you would want to turn it off. Okay, so on by default, we recommend playing a unique lineup in every entry that you have. So that is why this is on automatically. All right, next question. Question for Office Hours. If I click on a specific lineup group, it shows me my exposures specific to that group. But if I change an exposure such as max a hitter at 10%, does it only do it for that group? I'm trying to figure out if it's possible to only change exposures for a specific lineup group without it impacting overall portfolio diversity. Very good question. So let's say that, you know, let's get out of this guy. And then, you know, let's add some groups here. So let's say I have two groups, right? And maybe one is a 3 max and then one is a 150 max, okay? So if I build some lineups, all right, we're just going to build 500 lineups. Andy said, afternoon, everyone. Andy, what is going on? All right, lineup finished. Let's let the sim run and then diversifier run. All Okay. So right now, right, if I come in here and then I go over to my exposures, I sort by them. Let's say I want to look at the 3 max. I can click on it. You click the name, you get a highlight. It's going to show you the exposures for your 3 lineups. Okay. You click out of it. It goes back to all of your exposures. Maybe I go and click on the second group. Now I'm only looking at the 150 max. Okay. However, if I say click into the 150 max and change an exposure, that does not only change it for that group. The change to the exposure gets applied to all groups. So you cannot change exposures on a group by group basis. Okay, so any and all exposure changes go to each group individually. That is why we made the change recently to group all of the single entries together, just so you could actually kind of safely apply your exposure adjustments. Me personally, just to be clear, I'm actually going to take that single entry one a step further and probably put all of my single entries and 3 maxes together to give myself a bigger group of lineups. So just keep that in mind when making those adjustments. But very good clarification question. All right, question from Derek. Hi, Andrew. Is there a way to grade my hand-built NFL lineups on SaberSim Ultimate? If so, what should be the metric to measure hand-built lineup stinks? Yeah, we actually covered that, you know, right at the beginning. So it's funny you asked that. I think we answered it inadvertently. But you would want to put your hand-built lineups into this blank lineup card, save it, and then run the sim. And then you can see how your hand-built lineups ultimately do. So I would check that out. All right, next question. We have a nice discussion going on in Ultimate right now on this, but I figured you might be able to discuss this on office hours. Just to clarify, SaberSim is moving away from the profit plan recommendations of 90% single entry or 90-10 single entry / 2150 max or vice versa. Is the recommendation still 2 to 5.5% of your bankroll on a slate then too? Oh, I'm sorry. This is a little out of order. So Saber is moving away from the profit plan recommendations for bankroll management to using effective entrance in the softest contest and working up from there. A user shouldn't worry about splitting between diversifiers and elevators. Then, i.e. if you end up 90-10 single entry / 2150 max or vice versa, is that okay? Is the recommendation still 2 to 5% of your bankroll on a slate then too? All right. Very good clarification question. We touched on this a little bit yesterday. This section, this topic is discussed in the lesson 3 Get Profitable Saber System video. Okay. If you play this, it's like about minute 6-ish. It's this NFL contest entry cheat sheet. So we are moving away from the profit plan. Honestly, it's not so much we don't think the profit plan is good anymore. That's not accurate. It's that we continue to backtest this. And we try and provide better recommendations every single time. And based on our recent backtesting, we have found that this is a better option than what the profit plan suggested. Like at the time we did the profit plan, those were our best recommendations that we had. And then we just, you know, we keep going, right? Like Andy always says, like, we don't settle. We try and innovate. And then like now in this like recent run, this is our current best option. So set your daily wager. If you're looking for recommendations, I still think 2 to 5% of your bankroll is a fine option to stick with. Okay. You could take pieces, right, from different advice and use those. Like, hey, you want to use the 2 to 5%? Okay, use it, right? But then start with the contest filters, right? Entry fee less than $3 to avoid the sharks. High effective entrance. Ideally, where first place in your contest equals your daily wager at a minimum equals it. And then enter highest effective entrance first. And then if you need more volume, okay, lower your first place, your top prize filter to 25% of your daily wager. If you need more, right, open up your entry fee to contests above $3, right? And you just kind of keep loosening the restrictions as your bankroll allows. So this is currently what we would recommend over the profit plan. All right. Good question there. Bob said, Andrew, I have 500 lineups. I know how correlation works on the build settings, but explain sim diversity and what MLB lineup pool will it curate moving from 110. More specifically, what does setting one do? More specifically, what does setting one do as opposed to 10 only top lineups, high owned players? Question mark. Okay, so let's talk about sim diversity. Very important for a night like tonight where we are playing Showdown. So sim diversity at a level 10. This works across the same way across all sports. We'll take one game sim of how we think the slate can play out in our sim database, play it out, build the highest scoring lineup under the salary cap. What Zero does is uses the average projections, which are in the My Projection column, and uses this as what the players scored, and then builds the best lineup based on that average. Everything in between, think about going from zero, which is the most sims. You go to one, it's less sims. And then, you know, you go to five, it's less sims. And eight, it's less sims. So think about it. It's like, okay, zero is all the sims. Maybe one is 1,000 sims. Maybe five is 500 sims. Maybe eight is 200 sims, right? And then maybe nine is five sims. And then all the way till we get to 10, where it is one single sim. So like, let's say we're doing nine, right? Okay, we pull, say we're going to use five game sims. I don't know exactly what number is used. We pull five game sims. We average out how many points Jalen Hurts scores. Maybe he scores 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. We would take the average of that, which I believe is just 30, and then we use that 30 number as, hey, this is how many points he scored. And then we do that for every player, and then we build the best lineup possible. So the more sims, it's kind of the law of large numbers. The more and more samples you have, the closer and closer you move to the average projection. So think about like flipping a coin, you know, 50-50 heads or tails. But if you do it 10 times, you know, you're not always going to get 5-5. You might get 6-4. You might get 7-3. You might get 8-2, right? But if you do the experiment, you flip the coin 100 times, you flip the coin 1,000 times, 10,000 times, you will slowly and slowly move closer to the outcome being 50-50, which is like the mathematical probability. All right, question from Jack. Do you still need to click run contest sim after building lineups, or does it automatically do the contest sim if you've uploaded your lineups? Go to the settings. As long as this run contest sim automatically toggle is on, you do not need to hit the button, and it will do it for you. So trying to cut out any kind of unnecessary clicks or lost seconds as possible. So you could do that. All right, next question. Just got back on SaberSim Ultimate. A lot has changed. Can we work through some Showdown process and Classic process so I can familiarize myself with how things have changed? Yeah, great question. So we'll probably definitely do Showdown today. I will spend some time doing Classic tomorrow on our Friday show. So just going to kind of piece it together. We have office hours now on Saturdays as well. So we'll be talking about NFL Classic into the weekend here. But let's get through some more questions, and then we will finish up with a slate demo. All right, next question. Within my lineup groups, on top there is lineup pool, and the rank by is set to projected score. I believe that should be target ROI. When I change that and click out of the build, then return, it goes back to projected score. Does this sort have any impact on the individual groups or only the pool? Great question. So, like I say, I go back to this build three where we build some lineups a little bit ago. Let's load this back up. All right. So we're back in this build three. We're letting it load up. All right. So what we're talking about here, right? This lineups in the lineup pool says projected score. This has no impact on how my groups are graded. Okay. Your lineup pool really is like only kind of for filtering at this point, right? Because the diversity in the group is set to portfolio, and then it is using the portfolio solve to figure out how what lineups to put in this group. And then it's doing the same thing for the next group, right? And figuring out which ones to use in that group. So the pool rank doesn't matter. Don't be afraid if this says projected score. It will not mess anything up. All right, next question. Hey, Andrew, when picking lineups for NFL Showdown, should we pick lineups with a win with a cash rate slash win rate percentage? I would avoid looking at cash rate. The biggest reason for that, guys, is that, you know, most of the cashing rates in the contest you're going to play are 20 to 25%. So on average, you should cash one out of five times or one out of four times. Or think about if you played five lineups, on average, you should cash one of them, okay? When you cash, you do not get paid 5-1. You get paid maybe 2-1, right? Sometimes it's 1.5x. Sometimes it's 1.8x. So it's like going to the casino. You play roulette, and then instead of getting paid 35-1 on hitting a number, you're getting paid like 15-1 on hitting a number. I think it's worse than that, actually, but that's just like a simple example. It is really, really important to optimize for upside in your contest because such a big percentage of the payouts of the prize pool really is in the top 10 and even in first place, right? So like Millie Maker tonight, I think it's 44% of the prize pool goes to first, and then probably over 50% is in the top 10. And that is a 176,000 person contest. We're talking, you know, getting in the top 0.001% of the contest. So building for win rate would be way more important. Most of your ROI is going to come from win rate anyways, with taking into account cashing rate. That's why ROI is better than one or the other. So I would recommend ROI, and then secondarily, I would recommend win rate over cash rate. All right, next question. Andrew, can you show us how to add a metric that takes into account win rate instead of just using ROI as Showdown and is even more focused on the top 1% outcomes? Okay, so just quick note, custom metrics will not work with portfolio mode. Okay, so portfolio is tied to ROI. If you want to use win rate, okay, you go to uniques. You can go to rank by here, right? It's going to give you options now. And then I come in here, I go to add metric, and then I can, you know, after I ran my sim, I would go to ROI. I'm sorry, I would go to contest sims, win rate. And then, you know, I could use the value. I could use the rank. There's a lot of different options. So rank is like if I have 500 lineups, the highest can get a score of 100 if I go descending. If I go ascending, the highest can get a score of 500. Or I could use the value, which is just the, you know, oh, this lineup won 0.21% of the time, something like that. So this is what you would want to do. You could add in other variables. You could weight this variable. Maybe you want it to be factored in twice as heavily as any other variable that you that you add here, right? So you have a lot of optionality. This is a little bit more art than science, but it does allow you to mess around and try different things. So that would be my advice there. All right, Kevin said, I changed my entries in DraftKings and trying to load new entries into Saber, but it is not uploading. Okay, so as far as uploading goes, you can do it from anywhere in the app by clicking this button here. As long as you're signed into DraftKings on the same browser you are using SaberSim, you could use this download template file from DraftKings button. If you are having trouble with that, we do have two resources I want to call out. So the help docs, if you go to SaberSim tutorials, we have, oh, these are new. Okay, so I didn't realize we updated this. We might still be working on updating this, but if you're having trouble, I'm just going to go straight to option two. I would just reach out to our team. You click this question mark, write us a message, and we will get back to you. Okay, it's actually this how to enter your lineups into your contests on desktop option that I was looking for. So you can actually just like search this, or it might just pop up for you. And then once these render, which it's just my computer's like a little slow right now because I'm streaming, you could watch the video for the site that you're playing on, or you can reach out to us and we will help you out. So that would be what I would do there. All right. Red Wings. So, you know, ask just a question. This is just like a good topic to kind of touch on. I'll get back to Stanley's question. Do my exposures look extremely risky? I ran Portfolio Plus and Diversified. You know, this is like a highly, highly personal question, right? If you feel the need to ask this question, I'm going to assume the lineups are too risky for you, right? For your risk tolerance. And like, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. So lower the exposures, you know, using the max exposures, right? If you're looking at them and you feel comfortable, great, you know, leave them. So you could ask two different people this question and you might get two different answers. And that doesn't make anybody wrong. It just makes, you know, it true that people have different levels of risk tolerance. So adjust the exposures as needed. That's, you know, what these are here for. And just kind of go from there. All right, Stanley said, can you use GeoMean with portfolio mode? So you can use GeoMean as a filter still. You could use it. I recommend filtering the pool. So like what I do is I just like filter my pool down and like say I want to use like a GeoMean one, which would look like this. Okay, you know, I create it, I save it. It's going to take the lineups out of my pool. It's going to show me how many lineups. It'll show me here how many lineups are in the trash. Okay. And then now only these lineups can be considered to go into the groups. So yes, you can still use GeoMean with portfolio mode as a filter. All right, next question. Andrew, I'm a starter sub and only 500 lineups. I know how correlation works. Okay, we actually answered this one. Great. We answered this one in the YouTube chat. All right, NFL Showdown start restarts. Does a new Saber Sim diversify, change coaches' approach or recommendations on possibly using a GeoMean, as had been detailed on NFL Showdown last season to reduce dupes? Good question. I still like to use GeoMean. I will still continue to use it, and I'll use it exactly the way we just described, right? So, coming in here and filtering the pool. So like, let's say I use this build, right? This would be like our kind of demo. So I ran, you know, 500 lineups, right? Now what I would do is I still want to filter out 10 to 20% of my highest GeoMean lineups to try and account for duplication. Okay. So I apply that filter on the pool level. And then now my groups can only consider what lineups are left. Okay. So quick note, you can't, or you could, you can set different GeoMeans for different groups. You just have to create more than one filter. So like I have one GeoMean filter on, I would have to create like GeoMean 1, GeoMean 2, GeoMean 3. If you wanted to be like hyper specific and use different GeoMeans for different contests. And then after that, it's all the same of coming in here, analyzing your exposures, your leverages, your risk, personalizing the lineups, and then kind of making them your own. But you could use different GeoMeans for different groups. Might just take a little bit of time, but it's okay. All right, another question. What column informs me of the field player's ownership? That would be the my own column. Okay, so this one is saying, hey, we expect Saquon Barkley to be rostered in the captain about 18% of the time. We expect Jalen Hurts to be rostered in the captain about 17% of the time, et cetera, all the way down. You can sort by these and just look at them. It's both teams. You could filter for teams and only look at Philly or only look at Dallas. So there's a lot of ways to kind of chop up that information. All right. I think we are all caught up here. Talk some showdown strategy. We will continue to talk NFL strategy all week. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Our team is around all day for questions and to assist you guys. So good luck tonight. I will talk to you all tomorrow. I hope somebody wins $1 million. So until then, take care. Thanks. Bye.